inspection. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
I'm here.
Roger Scott. And Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
And I want to add up a boy now.
All right, you 609ers, we need help today. Move it, move it, move it, let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
My no.
My ass is in the jackpot now.
My no.
Silk suit.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Yeah, I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. No, I don't know what to do.
Wow.
Yakshimash.
Hey, Yakshimash.
Dobre.
Ain't getting that on serious. Not getting that on Bobby Bones today. Yakshimash.
Not for free. So let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, Terry, you got a new book out. Dave Bradshaw, did you see that?
I saw that, yeah. Let's go to the phones. Is that Justin Moore?
Hey!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Wow.
Whoa.
Who else is on there?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Whoa, double R.
Randy. Stop sending pictures.
He was at us at the terminal gate.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Yeah, boy!
Put your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
Good morning from London, England.
That's a boy.
Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey, Los Angeles.
Okay,
do you remember his name? Okay, I was about to ask.
Strength and honor. Oh, no, what did I say? I said strength and honor. Okay. I was thinking of the guy's name. I can't think. I left that Jessica.
Hi, buddy.
Morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Tuesday, June 16th. Morning, Roger. How are you?
Hey, what do you say, buddy?
Morning, Christian. How are you?
How about y'all all?
I'm well. You?
Good. Good to be back in studio. We see, like, Roger, the last couple of weeks, we have started the show on the road. You remember Fletcher Dodge on a Monday? Two weeks ago, I guess it was. And then yesterday we were summer with sports and playing basketball over there. Back in studio today.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's 8 o'clock outside. I mean, it literally... Yeah. I'm so mad my
alarm?
My thing. My shade was down. And Jessica likes... she likes shades to be down. She likes all her to be like a cave.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I like the what do you call it when your internal system has to see the sun come up and it's an internal clock. There's a name for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need to see the sun. No, there's something a bigger word than that. Anyway, so overslept today. Not happy about it. I got a busy show, including a tradition we started probably 15, 20 years ago. Miss Arkansas is coming by. Ava Weeks. I think it's 21-22, Miss Southwest Arkansas, and was reading up a little bit about her on the way down here because I overslept and excited to have her in.
You're going to put on a great show regardless.
Roger, as always, John Daly will be with us, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. You know, it's interesting. John Daly the II played in his first really true pro tournament this weekend in the Corn Fairy Tour.
Right on.
He started 64 the second day. He finished 55th. You know what? He didn't. He's not the Arkansan that won. There's a guy, your neighbor right around the corner won. Zach Fisher.
I had no idea.
Who knew we're going to have him on Thursday?
I didn't know.
Thanks to Josh Curtis.
Well, shout out to Josh Curtis, who has, as we speak, a very nice edged lawn.
Christian, what happens? Funny. Josh Curtis, who I've forgotten lives right down three houses down from Roger. He was just talking about this gentleman, Zach Fisher, young guy that just won this tournament. He lives right around the corner. And we we didn't know that. And so Roger takes a shot at Josh Curtis's yard.
Said I took a shot at it.
Well, you did. You said his yard is not up to speed.
No,
he said
he
needs a weedy or something.
He needs to edge it.
Okay, so Josh goes
and he knows.
He weedies. He edges this thing and sends it to me to see if this passes Roger's approval.
You were
having, what's the word, yard guilt. What do you call it? Yard
shaming?
Yard shaming.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny you said that because as I was doing mine, my neighbor Ben West, he had corporal tunnels.
Yeah,
Yes. So he had surgery and he's still one handed. Well, as I'm my push mower, the front wheel comes off, so I'm putting that down. His wife comes out, check the metal and all that. As I'm putting my wheel back on, she says, "Hey, I want you to know, Ben can't cut the grass because he's only one-handed right now. I'm going to cut my grass." And I'm going, "You're not telling me that because you think I'm care." I said, "I thought you guys were letting it grow so it could get higher and this and that." So she's out there cutting her grass.
Everybody's scared of Roger.
They got to run it by Roger.
Nobody's scared.
He's the bully of the – he's a yard bully.
No, he's a yard bully.
He's the Mussolini grass.
He's a yard bully. You better get it right.
Some people can't do it, no.
Also, too, we'll visit with Rick Schaefer at 8 o'clock. We've had to move Rick now twice. Last week was because of your hair.
Does he know this time?
He does. I said, "Rick, I'm making sure you get the message last." He goes, "Man, I've been bumped by." I said, "You've been bumped by Roger's hair doctor and now Miss Arkansas." Not bad. He goes, "You know what? If I'm going to get bumped, Miss Arkansas is a good one." So we'll visit
Rick
with
be ready to tell me how your lawn is.
So anyway, that'll be at 8 o'clock. Chuck Gatlin will be stopping by. I got to do a little family feud brought to you by Southern Bank. Our next door neighbor, Rebecca Tennille, is coming by. Jordan Johnson, they're right over there. You know, they're over there. Yeah. That's a great little place over there.
Yeah.
Last night in sports, again, I was busy last night in Clarksville. You know, I've never driven into Clarksville, Roger. That's the first time I've gone into town. Normally, I'm on the way to Fayetteville.
It's a halfway point.
Yeah, and so it has 10,000 people. Has 10,000 people, and I had no idea. Yeah. So a lot of our listeners were there. Several of our listeners last night. And
I don't shame anybody into anything, but they could do a better exit to get over to the Walmart.
Is that what it is?
Well, you just
want to give
it. Is it mode over there?
I don't pay attention to that.
One of our listeners, Shane Casper, who owns Casper Restaurants, hey, both there and in Dardanelle. Great food last night.
How old is that restaurant?
I don't know. And by the way, too, Rhonda Rye. Remember, Rhonda Rye, we met her coming out of Sports yesterday.
Yeah.
I love it when the ladies, you know, we love the guys because we know the guys, but when
Big
we get
fan.
The when they get the ladies, that's always a nice thing.
Yeah, we do. We like that.
I like it a lot.
But anyway, so that was the first time that I had been. And, you know, wasn't the kid from the remember the quarterback story? Their story was before your time, Christian. You were, I don't know if you were born then. I'm joking, but you were a little kid. The quarterback who came out of nowhere. So somehow there was a quarterback at Clarksville that all of a sudden became, wasn't he like all of a sudden the top quarterback in the nation? Nobody ever heard of him. He sends out a videotape and it goes viral. So then he starts getting offers from everybody. I can't remember if he signed it to 661-1037. What's his name? You'll remember him. Oh, you'll remember. You go, oh, yeah. I mean, but I don't think he ever really.
It didn't really turn out.
He didn't turn out, and I don't know, it was the hype factor, but you know, nowadays everybody knows who everybody is because you got the internet. Back then, right. I think it was pre-internet, and Clarksville. You don't remember that story, Roger?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if I hear the name, will I know who
it
is?
I think you will. So 661-1037. Anyway, so that was, I didn't get a chance. The point was, I didn't get a chance to hardly watch anything. So Texas, I see, just destroys Alabama 14-2. You know, those. If you had to root for one of those two, because we were talking to somebody last night, yeah, I would have rooted for Alabama between the two. It's funny, you know, if you had to pick one of those.
Well, my view of Texas has changed a lot because I've got a couple of my grandchildren were born there. My wife has got family, so I mean, Texas.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that. But I think of them both as
enemies. As enemies, that's right.
Texas is the Alabama of the Southwest Conference.
Yeah,
Alabama was
that's
the
right.
Texas.
They're both hated.
They're both overrun with assets
and
so successful.
Money. Oklahoma's a story here. They beat Georgia, so Georgia's got to fight their way through the loser's bracket. Watch Oklahoma win the national championship. I think did I see they were 16-14 in the SEC play? Did we beat them?
Yeah, we beat them.
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show you is whoever gets hot at the right time can win this whole thing. The other big news, Brendan Sorsby. This broke yesterday about 5 o'clock. The quarterback at Texas Tech is tapping out. Do you think? I didn't get a chance to really read as much about the story. Do you think he just said, man, I just need to get out of here? This just
he had much. Advisors tell him that.
Is that what it was?
I would think so, without a doubt.
Well, of course,
I mean,
you know,
he's done in college. You got teams that are saying, we're not going to play you. How do you know he's never going to be? I don't even know. He's just announcing. He's not been picked up by any NFL.
Supplemental draft, yeah. What was that? Is that us?
Buzz 2.
What were you going to say, Christian?
I was going to say, now this is annoying me. But, I was going to say the Big 12 filed a lawsuit yesterday, and maybe that was the final straw.
I saw that. Yeah. I think his advisors would just say, listen, man, this is. Yeah.
If you have any hope of playing anymore, you've got to go into the
NFL. It's just, is it worth it? And I give him credit. You know, this thing was this was maybe one of the biggest PR disasters I've ever seen. I mean, I'm telling you, everybody, Texas Tech became the villain. And everything that they did, they rolled out the coach and the AD, and all fell. Just was a disaster.
You know what? I just don't know when there's going to come a time where they go, you know what, it really wasn't that big a deal. You know, because and I look
what do
at
you mean?
I mean gambling. Because everybody gambles all the time.
Well,
we promote it here,
but
we do it.
You're right, but the difference is, I think you're right, Roger. A lot of people, I saw one of the national guys going, you know, we're such hypocrites. Everybody who does shows around the country who are banging on this guy, you know, all making money off gambling deal. It's the point of it is, you're right about that. That's a fair point. The others, though, but you know, that's the holy grail of sports. Sports.
I know.
You can't play sports.
It is right now
because because you know you were going. What's the big deal?
Is he the only guy?
And you were going. What's the big deal if he was, say, gambling? What if he did do it? Well, the thing that what if he shaves points? What if he throws a pass?
I get it. Listen, To me, it's insider stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And not to get political, but it's one of those things where you have to tell every politician you cannot do one single thing. Trade-wise or make, you know what I mean? Use any of that to make money. But here's the thing. You do something to further yourself financially and better yourself in every job you do. So how can we tell them not to do that?
Right.
How can we tell the you know, if the guy's betting, it's open now. I mean, there's no hiding it. I mean, there's so many other ways to keep up with
it. Well, I think it does, though, Roger, to see what happened to him, to go, okay, that's still an issue, all you guys out there. You cannot do it. You will find, they will catch you. They will find you.
But
you
know, people are still going to keep trying, so something's going to happen.
People are still definitely doing it. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. I'll say this, that this gives a big warning to a lot of guys out there going, if you want to screw things up for your career, especially in college, we'll see. I don't even know if he's any good. You know, he was hurt last year. Where was he at?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, so we really
he was one of the top portal guys, but I don't know if he was.
That's right. You just don't know how really good he was.
He's going to go in the supplemental draft, and we'll see what happens.
Everybody's saying Gary Brashears.
Gary Brashears. You don't remember that, Rod?
I remember his name, but
I remember the name.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I've heard the name.
It was the craziest thing. It was almost like what years was that, too? Was that early 2000s?
Whoever knows.
I think it was late 90s. Late 90s, early
2000s. I think this caller knows.
Okay, let's see. What's your up there, Rod?
Matt,
good morning.
Yo. Yeah, it was 99.
It was okay. So that was before now, we had the internet then, right? We just didn't have iPhones. We had the internet.
We were burning CDs off
that dial up.
Yeah, what was a dial up that we had? It was called
AOL.
AOL. That's it. Was it something else? AOL something?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Yeah, so Roger, what happened? Somehow his Oh my gosh! Somehow everybody's missed on this kid. Somehow they all of a sudden now everybody starts Alabama. Blah, blah, everybody offers him. Where does he go to school, Matt? Do you remember where he ends up going to school?
It was Clarksville, but I remember his dad from junior high on had one of the big cameras on the shoulder.
Yeah,
I think his dad. I mean, sent videos to everybody in the country.
He said at the VHS, the old VHS, and he was like, six foot five. And they go, And then Roger, they're like, how could we have missed him?
Right,
how does everybody miss him? It was like
a great hype video.
Like a unicorn.
Yeah.
And anyway, and so did he go to Arkansas, Matt? Where did he go to school?
Didn't he?
Yeah, he went to Arkansas. But I think he had an Aaron Rodgers moment with the Eaton Bark stuff or something back then, and it didn't fly. So
Roger, he ends up transferring a couple places. And, of course, the next thing I know, he's working in a Waffle House, somebody said.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if that's true or not, but the point of it, I hate that for him. Because all of a sudden, everybody's, you're the greatest. You're all the expectations. And he came out of Clarksville, right, Matt? Clarksville High School, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I think he also, because Clarksville won, I think they won back-to-back state championships in basketball. He was a good basketball player, too, honestly.
If you're driving to Fayetteville, if all of us who drive the Fayetteville route, Clarksville's the one you see the stadium on the right? You can see the actual stadium.
You know what? Okay.
You see it right there. Yeah, okay. Now, I was just saying, Matt, I never pull up into Clarksville, so I thought it might be in a town of, 3,000 or something. It's got 10,000 people in it, apparently. So, anyway.
They're growing, too. They're fixing to put a giant data center there, I think, too. So it's a
giant what?
Data center.
Oh.
One of those new data centers, whatever.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Matt. And everybody, I'm sure Roger was.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody put on their.
I remember Gary Brashears, but I don't remember all that hype. I was not at my best at that time. I think that was the beginning of my career at Magic.
We ought to get to Randy on the phone a bit later, right? Because he's too. Randy probably remembers that because, again, that was that second year Houston Nut, right?
I think we've got to get a hold of the dude you saw. Where did you see him? What's his name? Hooten.
Chad Hooten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys. If anybody talked to anything,
you're right.
Him.
You're right. He would remember probably better than anybody. Yeah. Hooten alert. Hooten alert.
Yeah. Where did we see him?
Saw him in Hot Springs after the bathtub races.
That's it.
Also, too. Taco Mama.
That's it.
Christian now. So did you see that? Did you see about Cal trying to find the big man? Cal is determined now. He's going to find a big man somewhere on the planet. And so he's going to Russia next, right?
Ilya Frolov.
Roger. So he's in Russia, right?
Yeah, he's Russian.
Are we stretching here? What are we doing?
I don't know how good he is. He can shoot the ball a little bit, but he's a little slow and he's not good at defense.
Well, I think you just poo-pooed him.
He's a good offensive big man.
I think the deal is
need a big man.
Well,
real bad.
But I saw the report. Somebody said, well, he probably is not going to be contributing this year. So the problem is, this is what happens with Cal, is we've seen he brings in these superstar freshmen.
Sure.
But are they able to beat these 23, 24-year-olds? At least he's going to have over one and dones. That's what he's going to do. But can he win championships with the, you know, that's the question.
I'd like for him to get a superstar center at some point at Arkansas.
And Joe Klein says right now he doesn't want to spend the money because he's, you know, he's got pride. You know, he goes, listen, you come here, I'm not going to pay you what everybody else is paying, but you're going to win. You're going to make a billion. You're going to be one of my billionaires.
You know what? I put a bunch of billionaires in there. You're going to be the next Elon Musk. Well, listen, there's some boys at the Big Miller Summerwood event going on that we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
That's where we saw the grandma. Of one of the kids from Lamar.
Yeah.
Saw Brian playing.
Well, Christian, would you enjoy that? Like, we were in that gym yesterday, and there were 8 basketball teams that walked in that gym. Two on each side of the court were playing. Two in each court were playing. Mm-hmm. So you have 4 out there, and then 4 that were coming up next. Yep. And they all just can fit in there. You can fit 8 teams once, and they're all sort of waiting for them. Yeah, do you like that kind of vibe?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. If you like basketball, it's right up your alley.
Going on again today. They got JV Wednesday and Thursday, a smaller version of what they've done last week with the ladies and today with the men.
So the other thing before we go to break, Roger, we were talking, I saw it on some of our notes. They're talking about what do we put in a time capsule? You know, we're coming up on 250 years. You remember that was a big deal, Roger, back in the 60s and 70s.
I think we did one at Goldstein.
I know. We would do that for our school.
I don't know what it was.
You know what?
We probably put in there some of that liquid paper.
I know. Somewhere, you know, Roger, we probably buried time capsules back when we were, you know, eight years old or something.
No doubt.
And what did you put in it? Somewhere buried in, like, backyards or little boxes and stuff.
Of course, as a poor kid growing up in the housing project, you buried something. You go, wait a minute. It's all I got. I need to get it back.
So what do we put in the time capsule? We'll come back. We'll check your messages on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Great song here by Jackie Wilson. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day today. I guess it's supposed to get hot today, right?
It wasn't very hot yesterday. If you were going to do your lawn yesterday, you needed to do it late in the afternoon. Shout out Josh Curtis. Did a great job.
If you just joined the show, Miss Arkansas, the new Miss Arkansas coming up at 7:05, Ava Weeks.
Returns to Twin Peaks this Friday. Talking World Cup soccer. For unmatched views of the match, it's Twin Peaks. Out of Bounds on location Friday with 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
Former Indiana and Cincinnati quarterback Brendan Sorsby will not be playing for Texas Tech this fall after the two parted ways amid legal issues. A court had ruled in Sorsby's favor last week and made him eligible for next season after his admittance to betting on his own games. The Big 12 filed a suit against Texas Tech yesterday, and that appeared to be the final straw. He will now attempt to enter the NFL's supplemental draft. The supplemental draft has not happened since 2023. If he is approved for entry, the draft will be held in mid-July. And the Arkansas Travelers start their 6-game road series against the Frisco Rough Riders today. First pitch is set for 11:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with 2 locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today and maybe borderline hot, a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear, will drop down to 71 and it starts getting a little more humid tonight. Tomorrow will be hot and humid and breezy, a high of 93, but a heat index could get over 100 tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. come to Benihana's.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Justin Acri for Serta Pro Painters, and if you've been putting off that painting project, now's the time. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary with Serta Pro Painters and get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. I've used Serta Pro Painters on several projects over the years, and the process could not have been easier. Great communication, professional crews, and they treated my home with care. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Whether it's inside or out, let freedom and fresh paint ring. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at LittleRockZoo.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we all okay, but you got to tell the police that this is back off. He's still alive, but he got a gun to his head.
Okay, hold on a minute. Monica?
He just want to see his mother. Let me get him to the house.
Okay, hold on a moment. Okay, where are you? Is everything else okay?
Everything right now is okay, officer. Everything is okay. All of how he wants to get him to his mom. He wants to get him to his house.
Okay.
So that's all we ask. He got a gun to his head.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is AC. You know who I am, God.
Okay. All righty, sir. Hold on just a moment.
Today's
his birthday.
AJ Cal, I saw that. So if you don't think OJ was guilty, listen to that. I mean, he puts a gun to it. What are you doing, OJ? Why are you in a Bronco driving around with a gun to your head if you're not guilty? Come on, man. Wow. AJ, you know who I am. No, we don't, AJ.
You know what AC just answered? He answered, whose car are we taking? That's what he did.
I will say this, though. And then how crazy we are as a society. People get up on the overpasses and go, OJ, go. It just kills us.
Well, and it was during this time of year. So OJ,
yeah, it
so
sure was.
AC was having a birthday while he's driving OJ around.
And then the Stearns guy pulled a prank on the ABC guy. They tricked him saying, what, Baba Booey?
Baba Booey.
Turn your radio on.
Yeah, what a man. You know, that somebody's got that Bronco somewhere. You know, that somebody could...
Yeah, wow. I think it's popped up a time or two where somebody
for
has
those who
that.
Want to try to defend OJ, you know, that's when it showed, okay, guess he did it. Well, why else would you be behaving like that?
Why else?
You know, why would you let him get to his mama's house? He's got a gun to his head. Well, yeah. Why? Why are you doing that? Why'd you find the killer? Well, aren't you mad that somebody killed your wife?
Well, he said that, you know, we had that other thing the other day where he said, yeah, you know. Not all people are good.
Wow. Hey, we are having trouble with our text line, which I'm not happy about.
Wow.
Again, we're an NASCAR team, and sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, we got a lug nut. Got a lug nut loose. We can't fix it. So if you, I tell you what you got to do. You got to call the show today.
Don't stop.
661-1037. You got to call the show today. Let's get you on the air. Be brave today. Renata Jenkins-Byler was listening.
Hi, Renata.
She said they have a funeral home there in Clarksville, Roller Cox. So anyway, I was pleasantly surprised in at how pretty Clarksville was. What do you got, Roger? Yeah. What do you got? You go. If we go in order, going from from Little Rock, Conway, Morrilton, Russellville, Dardanelle, Clarksville, and on the way up to Fayetteville.
Yeah, I guess.
What am I missing on the way up there?
You missed Mayflower and Maumelle and that sort of that Mayflower exit. You missed Mayflower.
Yeah, they're not. There. I'm thinking, but I'm in my. Of course, Dardanelle is not. You're right. Dardanelle's not. I think on the highway.
I mean that
you don't have to go in.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
are
sitting right there on the highway.
Right.
What else is there? So Russellville, Morrilton,
Fort Smith,
Clarksville.
Right.
Well.
Don't you?
Yeah. What communities are actually on I-40 right there that you bump off and you're there? Is that it?
Blackwell.
It's
Morrilton, Blackwell. Is that where Plumerville? Where's
the Atkins. Atkins is right there.
Is that right?
Atkins is right there. On the really basic when you get off the interstate, you're there in the town.
That's where the Hawk sign is, right?
What's that?
The Hawk sign, Atkins. Is that right? Is that where that thing is? Razorback. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Didn't we talk to that dude a while back?
Yeah, we did. Let's go ahead. Let's Rogers punch him up. We'll get him. We'll just come to you live. Good morning, caller. You there? Good morning. What's your name?
That's you, caller. He's on the phone with
her. Okay.
It's Stan.
Hey, Stan. What's up?
Well, he's still talking to him. So you were talking way too long to Stan.
Yeah,
Who is this? Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air. What's your name?
Cities.
What do you say?
Cities. QB7.
QB7.
USA.
Gotcha. What's up? What you got?
Rogers Tylenol delivery man.
Rogers Tylenol delivery man.
Oh, hey, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember.
Is that inside scoop?
No, you remember. You talked to him. He's got songs. He came to us at
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Sure enough. Yeah, it's QB7. Yeah. Well, what you got for us?
So you got Atkins in there, I think.
Right.
Russellville. After Russellville.
You got
Clarksville.
Right.
Ozark, you left Ozark out.
So Ozark's
at. Clarksville is where if I were to pick up my grands and meet Zach and them halfway, it'd be Clarksville.
Where's Ozark?
Bathroom is that big gas station, I believe on the right that you'd take the ride.
Okay, so this is crazy.
Ozark, come on, David. Where the pig trail is? I'm going 23.
Okay.
Where you take the pig trail?
Ozark is.
And then you got Ozark, and then you got Mulberry.
Okay. I know Mulberry.
You got Alma.
Alma.
Interstate.
Yeah, I guess Mulberry,
you went to, that's where Zach got married.
Yeah, so is that community right? See, I don't know if it's right there on the interstate. I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, how far you have to go to get to it.
What's the first thing you see?
Ozark. Is Ozark actually a town right there on 40?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
You stopped there. We stopped there.
I've stopped at the gas station. I don't know if there's a town anywhere. That's what I'm saying.
It may be on the other side.
And the other thing, in Clarksville, you've got University of the Ozarks, too. That's what sort of confused me. It's called the University of the Ozarks there. Thanks, QB7. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Bubba. Appreciate that.
Yeah, he delivered your Tylenol. I remember that.
He sure did. I want to say shout out.
And was writing songs.
That's right.
Stan was quite mad that we were accusing OJ of being guilty when he was.
Well, I think he is guilty.
I think he is too.
What's he doing there? What is that?
I think that was a failing of the judicial system.
Yeah, he was convicted in civil court. He was not convicted in criminal court. Right. But if you listen to that, tell me if any guy with a common sense would go, if he's not guilty, why was he running? Why did he put a gun to his head? Why was he? You know who knows, Raj? What was his name?
Rosie Greer.
Rosie Greer. Rosie Greer knows.
Yeah, did Stan want to build a statue?
And then, OJ? And then
I think most people.
Yeah, OJ gets so. OJ gets so bored. You know, he goes, I'm going to be finding my wife's killer. Right. And he's playing golf down in South Florida. He writes a book, If I Had Done It.
If I Had Done It, yeah.
He's so bored. Yeah. He said, bye, listen. The guy beat the system. He didn't. He lost everything. And then, well, of course, then he goes to jail again, doesn't he?
Yeah, aggravated robbery or battery or something.
Yeah, listen, I was a big fan of OJ. Listen, well, we loved OJ jumping through the. He was
great in Naked Gun.
He was the best endorser at one time, Roger. He was the most popular athlete in America, than OJ, probably. I mean, other than Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I mean, OJ.
I mean, OJ was as big as anybody.
OJ was. Well, that's why was great.
That's why we couldn't believe that he was like, what? He did what?
Yeah, no. We all pulled for OJ, for crying out loud. Let's see what this dude said about it.
Well, the trial of the century is over. Late yesterday, the fate of OJ Simpson, the most famous murder suspect in United States history, was placed in the hands of the jurors. They must now decide whether to free him or get all their heads cut off.
Norm MacDonald is the best. He's the best.
Let's see here. Stephen Bright says, Morgan & Morgan has the OJ vehicle at a museum in Tennessee called Alcatraz East. This may be the guy, which is, I guess, is Pigeon Forge. This is the guy, I think, who collects the edgy stuff, the macabre stuff. I think it was either guy.
Murderbilia?
Yeah. I think it was either a guy in Florida, too, that collects that. Man, you guess. That's woo. Weird. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, that's weird.
Well, you're talking about bringing in.
I know, the bad
somebody
genies.
Somebody who. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What, Ouija board. What would be in there? What would be in there?
Lizzie Borden's axe.
That's a good one.
Maybe.
Jeffrey Dahmer's fork.
Maybe
say yeah, fork.
Where's the Kennedy limo? What'd they ever do with that?
Oh yeah, I wonder if they destroyed that.
Hey, JT,
what's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Like the cooler weather a little bit. I mean, 5 degrees cooler. But I had an interesting comparison between OJ and his assault charge and Gene Hackman. When he had road rage, okay, OJ, he literally just pulled the guy's glasses off, and then the guy sued him, you know, and he lost that for assault. But Gene Hackman, to show how interesting and forceful he is, he got out. The guy tried to beat him, and Hackman punched him a couple of times and knocked him out, and there were no charges. That's a comparison of, you know, now, Gene OJ, Hackman. Now, OJ, okay. You know,
didn't he have the robbery case or something?
Yeah, OJ went in and hit behind a door, taking his stuff, robbed people.
He wanted his husband back or something.
No. Listen, a lot of people do that.
It was crazy that OJ had it made. Yeah, OJ had it made, but yet he goes in.
Thank you.
OJ's so stupid that he has it made. And he goes in and he robs. He thinks he can. Well, you know what? You get away with murder, you can walk in and get your stuff back. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
why'd that guy have his stuff? Did he have to sell his stuff off?
I think he had to. I think the court made him do it. The other thing, Christian, if we had a time capsule, and that's what we're doing now, somebody's got to be in charge of the 250-year time capsule. What do you put for our time? Roger said a phone. That's a no-brainer. Roger, for me,
and that may be too.
No. I think it would be in there. For me, it would be my laptop.
Yeah.
What would you put in your personal time capsule, Christian?
Oh man, that's a great question. Probably a video game system of some sort.
Okay, yeah. that makes sense. Kids from this era, the Martians would be looking back at 500 years ago. What were these humans doing?
Yeah, I think my family would. Samantha would probably say. My AirPods.
I would say, Roger, you could go your back scratcher and a weed eater.
A back scratcher's timeless.
They're probably doing that in caveman days.
But not everybody has it by their in their casket when
but
they
no,
die.
Everybody that has a back scratcher should have one where they sit and sleep.
Justin Moore's next song, right next to Roger's recliner, back scratcher and a Bible.
That's a great
bobble and a back scratcher.
That is a great that song. Is actually that's a just great the title
next
of a
number
song.
One.
The back scratcher and the bobble. Bobble and the back. I think bobble and the back scratcher.
This is Michael Jackson. Work a day and night, Roger. I'm tempted to watch the Michael Jackson movie. It's out now on Apple. But I keep looking at the guy, and he doesn't look like Michael Jackson to me. I got to get past that.
He doesn't look like him anymore. There's other folks that probably look more like him.
And I think Christian could do the Michael Jackson voice as good as the guy. Can you do Michael Jackson voice, Christian?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I think you could probably sing like him.
Maybe.
Yeah, you can. You know, we haven't had a combination of Roger and Christian. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, we haven't been around each other.
I know, that's true.
So
we haven't had the magic happen.
When we're in there recording FanDuel spots, organic things just start happening. And we start singing.
Maybe we'll look at today's number one hits and just see what magic can pop.
We've been playing
up.
Rub It In, Rub It In's been one of them.
What?
We played what? That. We played the Billy Crash Craddock, Rub It In.
Yes. All right. I would say if you want to be in the show, Texas. But again, we're in the NASCAR pit. And
it's open.
Oh, we got it. Whoa, whoever did that, well done. Good job, Justin, or whoever did it. Good job. Got that lug nut on there.
The lug nut.
The lug nut?
Yeah, you got to say the whole thing. You got to say the whole thing.
Got that lug nut?
You got to say lug nut. Yes.
You got the lug nut.
You can't do... No.
That's what I'm talking about, Acre. That's how you respond.
That's how you
boom.
Lead.
Boom. All right, don't go away. For my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Television shows have recently started featuring programs where older actors are front and center, like Hacks with Gene Smart, The Burrows with Alfred Molina and Alfre Woodard, and The Only Murders in the Building with the incomparable Steve Martin and Martin Short. These shows are entertaining and popular with viewers and remind us that although slow-moving and dangerous behind the wheel, old people can still serve a purpose. Hey, as we all grow older, that's some pretty good news. Double B's appeals to all ages, particularly those who are older, because we know what's good. Like Renoco coffee, breakfast sandwiches, fried chicken, Big Rock pizza, and the best fountain drinks anywhere. That's what's good. And the experienced, wise crowd that comes to Double B's, because Double B's is obviously where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem, presented by Bradford Marine and ATV. Select 2025 Sea-Doo personal watercraft up to $4,000 in discounts, and 2026 Sun Trackers up to $2,250 in savings. BradfordMarine.com.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
It's a declaration of savings at Bradford Marine and ATV locations during the Great American Boat Sale. To honor America, Bradford Marine and ATV has savings up to $7,076 on select models like Tracker, SunTracker, Nitro, Tahoe, and Ranger boats. Plus, to salute our nation's 250 years, get a free $250 Bass Pro gift card. Hurry in to Bradford Marine and ATV to celebrate independence at the Great American Boat Sale. Going on now. Visit Bradford Marine.com, your authorized Tracker dealer.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Mayor Marion Barry praised the verdict as, quote, wise and just. And he called upon people of all races to please get him some crack.
Oh, my gosh. That guy was so good. Oh, man, great song right here. Mexico.
One.
Oh, on this day?
It's like Rub It In was earlier.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew you'd love this one.
I love this song. Justin Moore's got a great cover that's just for us.
So when do you think this was number one?
Late 70s, 76? Early 80s?
Where'd it go? 1984.
Is this number one Billboard?
What'd I say?
Listen to this hook right here. This is so good, man.
Soaking sun in Mexico.
Everybody.
I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago.
That's some good writing.
Mexico.
I got to give, Outlaw credit for that. I think he played that a couple times, and I got hooked on that. But can you find Justin Moore's cover of that real quick? Let's see if Roger can do that. All right, got Miss Arkansas coming up here in just a second. Ava Weeks, looking forward to meeting and visiting with her. A tradition we've started 15, 20 years ago. It's interesting, too. She is, the executive director now, Lacey Fleming Glover, who won Miss Arkansas in 2004. I don't know if we had her the first year of our show because we started in, I think, December. I can't remember. Anyway, it'll be interesting to visit with her,
right,
too. But, yeah, what a wonderful lady, young lady that she's, Ava is. Look forward to seeing what she's got, you know, planned for the next few months before she goes to Miss America. Also, John Daly coming up shortly at 7:30. Rick Schaefer will be moved to 8 o'clock. Do you want to thank Edwards Food Giant, Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick, and Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John Daly.
What do you say about that, Rick?
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Who are you talking? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm having trouble finding.
That's okay. It's you look at those numbers. You got 9,000. I don't know how you can find anything over there. Mm. We got the new system, and it, now it looks like it's even more. I thought it would be, you know, like.
No, it's not.
But
to me, it's not.
But if we get,
I'll take user areas.
But if we get the extra, when we get that extra monitor, it will make a big difference.
Sure will.
Real quick, too, a couple things. Someone sent from a Middleton Eaton Air text line. Who didn't see the divorce of Jelly Roll and Bunny eventually happen? Too much money. I guess he wants to be a playboy. So that just came out. So I don't know who's it. You know, they were an interesting couple.
He's lost it. I don't know her.
It sounded like a great story. You know, those two, you know.
Well, whenever
he was 500 pounds.
Lose weight, the other, that person usually, you know, goes about their business.
Someone says, always interesting to hear the shows that have casinos sponsoring them, talking about a college football player who gambled, talking about being hypocritical. I don't think it's hypocritical.
Didn't we mention that?
Yeah, I don't think it's hypocritical that we can talk about the topic. You know, just because we have Oakland or Saracen or FanDuel or whatever.
We have to say this is reality, but I don't think it's hypocritical.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you know, again, it's just the fact of the matter is, all right, guys, you're getting paid now. Yep. You're getting paid. You just can't gamble.
Here's the deal.
On your game. You can't gamble on games. You just can't.
Marijuana, whatever it is, for sake of argument, is legal. Is it enough? Can we put it under that blanket saying it's legal? But if your employee says you can't smoke dope and have it in your system as an employee of this company,
that's right.
That's the rule.
Yeah, that's the rule.
You just have to, if you get caught, you get buzzed. Hey, shout out to my buddy Robert Mooney. Robert, come to a Boudreaux sometime. We miss you. The Kennedy limousine and Lincoln's chair are at the Ford Museum in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
I asked
Lincoln's chair.
He said there's blood still on it. And I'm saying car?
He goes,
not about the car, but the chair. I didn't realize
Lincoln's
that the chair
from the Ford Theater.
Exactly. That's what he said. So, and I think I did remember where, I think I saw where Detroit and Ford had rebuilt a few things and made a heck of a museum. There'd have to be one there, but that's where he says those things are.
So
thank
says
you,
here,
Robert.
Ozark is located right on 540 exit 35.
Yeah.
There's a big Valero there. I know that, but my point was to qualify sort of what I was thinking, the town had to be right there on 40. Maybe it is. I just never, now listen, I go towards Fayetteville through past that, but I don't remember
Benton
seeing a town.
And Bryant and Hot Springs
they're on 30.
Right.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Hot Springs is not on 30. You know what? Hot Springs, you got to take 70.
That's right.
So if you go interstate.
Yeah. So that was what I was sort of implying. Someone says here, Bass has to have the recording of Splees in his time capsule. Splees. You know what we've got to do? Roger, hold me accountable. Today, I must book the Best Listener Contest today.
Okay.
Because that would be a great question. What was, here's the deal, Christian. Roger, what did David say when in his infamous Splees moment, what did he say the Northwestern team were having to do? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
They're having to do pull-ups, nude pull-ups.
Yeah. But see, that's a great question for a Best Listener
Contest. It's weird.
I
said, wait a minute, did you say there's a name for it? He goes, no, what are you talking about? I said, you said pull up naked. He goes, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
I tell you to look it up.
Well, I know.
I don't know.
Believe me,
I
would look it up.
So please, that would be a good time capsule if the show had a time capsule.
I mean, I've got a whole page.
Our time capsule for the show would be
above or below the knee.
Tommy collapsing in Frank having a seizure live on the air at Frank's.
You're choking.
Me choking on the air.
Mm-hmm.
What else would be live that we? Anything else happen live? Or is it a crazy show?
I think
show?
The Acree Vickery.
Oh,
argument.
That is an all time. That's an all time.
That's a good one.
Well, you know what? That would be good. What the sound for our time capsule?
Yeah,
that's
a great bit.
Yeah, that's a great bit. By the way, Bill Vickery will be in tomorrow. We missed him on Monday.
Oh, we're not getting him today?
No. He said tomorrow would be better.
Oh,
for
very
him.
Good, very good. Good for him.
Folks are saying on the Arkansas River, Baz, you're right. Ozark is a river town. It's not on the interstate. Okay. I was not trying to be.
No.
You know,
we're just talking
there.
About Hot Springs is not on the interstate.
Someone says
Malvern is obviously. Malvern's one. Arkadelphia's
one.
Yeah,
that's right. They're all of those on 30.
All those,
that's right.
Hope Prescott.
Roger, we have sound.
Where are you going?
Someone said it's Justin Moore on vacation for Morning Mayhem. No, if you missed it a couple weeks ago, Justin said he put out a statement, just said he needed to work on his health. So he's taking some time away from singing. He's taking time away from the show. And
he ain't gone.
Whoa.
Shout out, Broco.
Broco. Justin will be back, and he'll be back better than ever. So we'll give him his space and let him get a lot going on there. And so we'll miss him, and hopefully he'll be back really soon. But we do have all his sound.
That's great. Right.
All right, we're going to make the next, or the current new Miss Arkansas coming up next. Ava Weeks, a cool name, Ava. Not many Avas around, but we got her on Morning Mayhem. Don't go away.
Good time.
Don't stop.
Yes,
good time.
This is Larry Culpepper, the inventor of the college football playoff. When I'm in Arkansas, I always listen to 103.7 The Buzz. Ice cold, Dr. Pepper, help!
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of